Years ago, while reading a book called How to Be Sick, I came across a compassion practice from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition called Tonglen. In Tonglen practice, the instruction is to breathe in the suffering of the world and to breathe out whatever compassion we have to give. Paradoxically, it helped the writer in a way that all the advice she had received to send herself thoughts and images of well-being didn't. And so on an in-breath, she would breathe in suffering, and on an out-breath, breathe out compassion. I began to practice Tonglen and discovered the wisdom of what she had written. It brought some relief to the alienation and isolation of dark nights of that time. As I breathed in the suffering of the world and breathed out compassion, I felt a little less locked in, a little more at one with all who suffer. It became a way, too, of responding to the despair and helplessness one so often feels on hearing yet another atrocity on the 9 o'clock news. A way that avoids becoming overwhelmed by what has been heard, or shutting down and simply switching channels. By breathing in the suffering of another and breathing out compassion, we bear witness. But each year at Easter time, I give thanks to my Tibetan Buddhist friends, as it was through their beautiful Tonglen practice that I finally began to understand the immensity of what took place 2,000 years ago, when a young man, betrayed, rejected, abandoned, breathed in at Golgotha, and on an outbreath cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Breathing in, suffering. Breathing out, compassion.